Welcome to Rhema for Today.
This word of faith must not only be believed in the heart and be in your heart, it has to be in your mouth to work for you. And too many times, though really we are believers, we've been born again, we're children of God, even filled with the Holy Ghost, yet this word of faith's not in our mouth. We're talking something else. Are you hearing me? So what we have to do is to correct ourselves and speak in line with the Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Faith Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Thank God for the Word. And so it's wonderful just to be able to look up and say, Father, I thank Thee that I am what You say I am. You say I'm healed, so thank God I'm healed. Praise the Lord. I am healed. Believing, friends, is possessing. The Bible said, he that believeth hath. He's not going to get it. Somebody said, I believe I'm going to get it sometime. That's not Bible believing. He that believeth hath. He has it. He has it because he believes. Faith grows in the atmosphere of the confession of the Word of God. Now, we're not talking about the confessing of sin. If we have done wrong, we confess it and He forgives us. But I'm talking about the confession of what we are in Christ, the confession of what Christ is in us, the confession of what the Word of God says belongs to us. And that confession of our lips that's grown out of faith in our heart certainly puts us over that mountain or that insurmountable something that seems to stand between us and victory. Well, I thought that I was doing enough teaching along this line, and maybe even too much. Some folks think so. But the Lord spoke to me some time ago and said, I want you to do more teaching. You're not doing enough along this line, because the church is sadly lacking. And then the Lord said to me about this verse here in Mark 11:23, and I hadn't noticed it before, though I'd preached from it hundreds of times. Whosoever shall say and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I hadn't noticed it, but he said to me, did you notice that that mentions believing one time and saying it three times? And I hadn't paid any particular attention, but I looked real good again, and that's right. It only mentions believing once, but that one verse of Scripture mentions saying, say, saith, saith, three times. And then he whispered to my heart, he said, you're going to have to do three times as much preaching and teaching about saying it as you do believing it. Because my children, our Christians, are not failing in the believing, they're failing in the saying. It don't work just to believe it. You have to say it. Are you hearing it?
Amen.
You see there in Romans, the 10th chapter and the 8th verse, it said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now notice what he said. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. This word of faith must not only be believed in the heart and be in your heart, it has to be in your mouth to work for you. And too many times, though really we are believers, we've been born again, we're children of God, even filled with the Holy Ghost, yet this word of faith's not in our mouth. We're talking something else. Are you hearing me? So what we have to do is to correct ourselves and speak in line with the Word. To tell you the real truth about it, what I confess, I possess. And that's all I'll ever possess. Now, if you want to wait and possess it first, and then confess it, well, you're wrong. You've got the cart before the horse. You'll never get it. That's true with salvation. Because here in the same verses of Romans, 10th chapter, 9th and 10th verse, he said, he gives us the law. God operates by certain rules and laws. He gives us the law for entering the household of faith. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, Christianity is called the Great Confession. The law of that confession is that I confess I have a thing before I consciously possess it. Now, that's exactly the way I received healing for a paralyzed body. That's exactly the way I received healing for a deformed heart, was that I saw this truth from the Word of God, from Mark 11, 23 and 24. Just an old Baptist boy on the bed of affliction. And so I confessed that I had my healing. See, I confess I have a thing before I consciously possess it. When I confess that my paralysis is gone, when I confess that my heart is well, I was still lying bedfast, flat on my back, hadn't walked a step, couldn't move the lower part of my body, had been bedfast for 16 months. Now, the minute I confessed it, the minute I said it, the devil challenged me, and he'll challenge you. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
But thank God, I had discovered the law. Praise the Lord. That governs the operation of God. And immediately the devil challenged me. He said, now you're a pretty looking thing claiming to be a Christian. Now you're going to lie. And any other time he would have denied that there is a hell or a lake of fire. But he said, you claim you said you're healed and you're not. You know you're not. You haven't moved a bit. You're paralyzed. Your heart's still not beating right. You know it. Feel your heart. And I'd felt to my heart so much automatically. My hand went toward my heart and I slapped it. Said, no, you don't. No, don't you do it. Don't you feel that heart. I said, Mr. Devil, I didn't say I'm healed because I look like it. I didn't say I'm healed because I feel like it. I said, I believe I'm healed. I said, by faith I have it. And if that's not true, if I'm a liar, then Jesus Christ is a liar. If Jesus Christ is a liar, then God's a liar. Then the Bible isn't true. Now, if you want to argue and fuss about it, you go argue with him about it. Don't argue with me. Jesus said it. Praise God, Jesus said it. Well, I want you to know I had a little trouble with it, but he left me in 10 minutes' time. I was out of the bed with my paralysis gone and standing on my feet. Praise God, and walking around the room. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, God didn't just come to me and lift me up, because I never felt anything till after I started acting on the Word. Never felt a thing. Never had any particular kind of spiritual feeling. I didn't know you were supposed to have anything like that. I just thought that the Word of God is so, well, regardless of what I feel, God's Word is so, and so I acted on it. And that's faith, isn't it?
Amen.
You see, friends, with the heart, man believes. Now, this scripture here, for instance, here in Romans, you see, gives us the law for entering the household of faith. And that same law prevails in receiving from God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believes that Jesus is his righteousness, because the Word said so, you see. And with his lips he makes a confession of his salvation. Now I want you to notice that the confession of the lips of salvation comes before God acts upon our spirits and recreates them. Sure, you know when you're born again. You have the witness of God in your heart, but you don't have the witness and then confess it. You confess it, and your confession creates the reality in your heart.
Amen.
Then God acts upon our spirits and recreates us. I remember a few years ago, I was holding a meeting in Jacksboro, Texas, and we had some advertising material, and they passed out all over town, and so in this advertising material, there was a message on laying on of hands, sermon. A part of a sermon I preached in every meeting about laying on of hands. And we had in there about laying on of hands, receive the Holy Ghost. So I remember one night in the line, as we're praying for the sick and folks receive the Holy Ghost, that there's a very distinguished looking lady in this line. And so I knew she hadn't been there before. And when he came to her, well, I asked, as I do usually all of them, what did you come for? And she said, well, I came to receive the Holy Ghost. She said, you know, somebody left one of those magazines or pamphlets in my house, and I read it and looked up those scriptures and said, that's all in there. And about laying on of hands, receive the Holy Ghost. So she said, I thought I'd come here and have you lay your hands upon me. So this is first service and the only service so far she'd been in. But she said, you know, since being in the service tonight, really, she said, since getting in the line here. She said, you know, I might ought to get saved first. If I've ever been born again, I don't know it. Said, I belong to the Presbyterian Church, but I just joined it when I was a little child, about 8 years old. And she said, if I've ever been saved or born again, well, I don't know it. And said, I do need healing for my body too. Really, I came back to the Holy Ghost, but said, I guess I just need all three of them. Well, I said, you sure do. And thank God you can receive all three right now.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September.
24th through the 26th. Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and grit to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. Right. And register. You can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.